a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, December 19th, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And as always, a wild and dystopic ride it is. But you know what? We're not talking about that. It's the Christmas season and we are attempting to focus in unique, albeit Road Warrior radio fashion on the good news. We're trying to focus on the good news and just stick to that mainly this holiday season. See if we can do some of that again today. In spite of all of the shenanigans going on, the impeachment thing, is that still a thing? Is that still happening? My goodness. And couple of headlines, trending stories, quickly before we dive into some of the good news. Memories can be injected and survive amputation and metamorphosis. No, we don't want to focus on that. That's a trending story. Nautilus article earlier this month. And these are the kinds of things that goad one's cynicism. Why on earth someone would, you know, it kind of reminds me of, I guess, why people celebrate the anniversary of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. And, you know, speaking of that, not to get too far afield before we even get started, I've mentioned Chuck Missler a few times recently. And in one of the recent broadcasts, I even mentioned the warnings that guys like Alan Watt and Chuck Missler sounded or have sounded. Alan Watt still is, obviously, but, and that's an interesting combination you probably won't hear anywhere else. But Chuck Missler on Halloween as a gateway, that was an interesting 1997. An invitation to the occult. So it's, you know, it's just interesting that that's something you can find on Amazon, I guess, which is, I think is interesting. But that's not the subject of our broadcast today. There's even, apparently that series has been posted on YouTube as well. Something for people to listen to perhaps around that time of year, but now we're not doing that. We're not doing that. So we're not focusing on these kinds of things. That would be death cult stuff. We're not doing that. Ah, maybe it's this one. Why your brain needs exercise. That's a Scientific American story. Another trending article. Why your brain needs exercise. The evolutionary history of humans explains why physical activity is important for brain health. Well, yes. It's important to exercise your brain, but you don't want to just feed it skull candy, as they say. You want to make sure that you put some good things in there. And that's what we try to do on this network and what I try to do on this broadcast in particular. So it's kind of the reason for taking time out and focusing on the good stories in spite of all the other, you know, stuff happening around us that just never ends. I think it was Bob Marley who said evil doesn't sleep or take a day off, and so, you know, we can't either. Paraphrasing. So there was one other entry I didn't get to yesterday. I should have. I was remiss, but there was another armistice entry, another truce sent to me by Larry. And so that entry, we will begin today's broadcast with the Civil War, Christmas on the Rappahannock. And it's an interesting story. Takes you back in time. It's kind of a Mark Twain sort of account. Almost. You know, it's reminiscent of that. Wonderful. Well, and horrible in ways too, but so the article from battlefields.org, Christmas on the Rappahannock, a personal letter, diary entry. There was no worse time to be a soldier than the dead of winter. Far from home and freezing cold, the enlisted men of the Union and Confederate armies often struggled to perform their duties or even just survive in the harsh weather. Thousands of men died from exposure or disease throughout the war, to say nothing of the horses or mules that could make life just that much more difficult for the survivors. Fed up with the conditions on the front, many turned their thoughts to home, and failing to return to their families via desertion, tried to replicate what they could with their comrades to keep back the melancholy and drudgery of winter, if only for a while. The following is a story from the Civil War published in Harper's Weekly in 1886 by Reverend John Paxton, a veteran from the 140th Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry. Paxton's account takes place on Christmas Day, just after the Union failure at the Battle of Fredericksburg, while performing the often miserable duty of watch patrol. While on patrol, Paxton and his comrades come upon a group of Confederate soldiers standing across the Rappahannock River. And instantly, and instead of fighting, the two sides show each other signs of Christmas cheer. This would not be the last so-called Christmas truce between the North and South, and such truces would not be contained to the 19th century. The famous truce on Christmas Day between British, French, and German soldiers during World War I is one example. It should also be noted that all of these truces were entirely unofficial. Soldiers that exchanged gifts on one day would fire on each other the next. But these stories can give us a lesson about the importance of empathy to one's enemies, or presumed anyway, and peace and goodwill toward men. So, Christmas on the Rappahannock by Reverend John R. Paxton. Gentlemen, the chair of the professor of the mathematics is vacant in this college. Permit me to introduce to you Captain Fraser. Rah, rah, rah. And away we went and enlisted to go to Richmond. It took us 3 years to get there. No wonder there were so many long streets to make our way through, so many hills to climb, so many stone walls to batter down, so many pickets to clear out of the way. It was as hard as a road to travel as the steep and stony one to heaven. No preaching, sir. Can't you forget the shop? Don't you know that you have squeezed yourself into that faded jacket and are squirming with a flushed face and short breaths behind the sword belt, which had caused a rebellion in medias res? I started for Richmond in July 1862, a lad 18 years old, a junior in college, and chafing to be at it. The double quicket after John Brown's soul, which, since it did not require a knapsack or 3 days' rations or a canteen or a halt during the night for sleep, was always marching on. On the night before Christmas 1862, I was a dejected young patriot, wishing I hadn't done it. Shivering in the open weather, a mile back of the Rappahannock, on the reserve picket, and exposed to a wet snowstorm. There was not a stick of wood within 5 miles of us, all cut down, down, even the roots of trees, and burned up. We lay down on our rubber blankets, pulled our woolen blankets over us, spooned it as close as we could to get to steal warmth from our comrades and try not to cry. Next morning, the snow lay heavy and deep, and the men, when I wakened and looked about me, reminded me of a church graveyard in winter. Fall in for picket duty. There, come, Moore, McMaus, Paxton, Perrin, Pollock, fall in. We fell in, of course, no breakfast, chilled to the marrow, snow a foot deep. We tightened our belts on our empty stomachs, seized our rifles, and marched to the river to take our 6 hours on duty. It was Christmas Day, 1862. And so this is war, my old me said to himself, while he paced in the snow his 2 hours on the river's bank. And I am out here to shoot that lean, lank, coughing, cadaverous-looking butternut fellow over the river. So this is war. This is being a soldier. This is the genuine article. This is the H. Greeley's On to Richmond. Well, I wish he were here in my place. Running to keep warm, pounding his arms and his breast to make the chilled blood circulate. So this is war. Tramping up and down this river my 50 yards with wet feet, empty stomach, swollen nose. Alas, when lying under the trees in the college campus last June, war meant to me martial music, gorgeous brigadiers in blue and gold, tall young men in line, shining in brass. War meant to me tumultuous memories of Bunker Hill, Caesar's 10th Legion, the charge of the 600. Anything but this. Pshaw, I wish I were home. Let me see. Home. God's country. A tear? Yes, it is a tear. What are they doing at home? This is Christmas Day. Home. Well, stockings on the wall, candy, turkey, fun, Merry Christmas. And in the face of the girl I left behind, another tear? Yes, I couldn't help it. I was only 18, and there was such a contrast between Christmas 1862 on the Rappahannock and the other Christmases. Yes, there was a girl, too. Such sweet eyes, such long lashes, such a low, tender voice. Come, move quicker. Who goes there? Shift the rifle from one aching shoulder to the other. Hello, Johnny, what are you up to? The river was narrow, but deep and swift. It was a wet cold, not a freezing cold. There was no ice, too swift for that. Yank, with no overcoat, shoes full of holes. Nothing to eat but parched corn and tobacco. And with this darn Yankee snow a foot deep, there's nothing left, nothing, but to get a cough by way of protesting against this infernal ill-treatment of the body. On that note, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Going through the story, Christmas on the Rappahannock, and gosh, you know, things, they are so much different, and yet not so different in ways. After the Afghanistan papers were published earlier this month, the Washington Post this article was published titled "The Infinity War." We say we're a peaceful nation. Why do our leaders always keep us at war? An interesting sort of companion to the discussion, albeit not perhaps in keeping with trying to hold to the high road of good news, but I think it's an interesting companion. You know, the realities of war is kind of what we're immersed in here when we read stories like this, Christmas on the Rappahannock, Christmas 1862, as recounted by Reverend John Paxton. We would do well, I think, to keep these sorts of stories in mind. But this article and the image is interesting. The infinity loop of soldiers and the flag, the stars and stripes. The infinity loop. We say we're a peaceful nation. Why do our leaders always keep us at war? You and I know. On this network, we know it's not an accident. We've addressed that even as, you know, again, in perhaps uniquely Road Warrior Radio fashion, in spite of trying to hold to the high road of the good news, reality tends to creep in anyway. And I have spoken to this issue in a variety of ways, the best I feel I can, for years, and I think it's unfortunate that people are conscripted to essentially the devil's political errand, because there never was a good war. Who was it that said that? I think John Adams said that. There never was a good war or a bad peace. Is that who said that? That's kind of... There never was a good war or a bad peace. Benjamin Franklin? Okay. Ain't that the truth, though? But, you know, going back, I mean, if we listen to folks like Patrick Claussen, foreign policy experts, Patrick Claussen, then... You know, everything from at least the Lincoln administration has been, every so-called war, every major conflict has been a political operation, first and foremost. And so the article, The Infinity War, is an interesting, I think, an interesting companion. That and the Washington Post's Afghanistan papers, which are really not revelational. I mean, again, Zbigniew Brzezinski gloated to Jimmy Carter after goading the Soviets into Afghanistan, saying, you know, congratulations, you've given the Soviets their Vietnam War. So who's having a Vietnam redo now? And the Afghanistan papers seem to punctuate that at this point. So you think about what technology and, you know, so many other things lend themselves to, and how long it's been going on. Speaking of the Civil War and Christmas on the Rappahannock, what is it, 18 years now in Afghanistan? And for what? Why did we ever invade in the first place? What did Afghanistan have to do with anything that wasn't first fomented by the CIA proxies and partners? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Public Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Welcome back. Before we get back to Christmas on the Rappahannock, speaking of this Washington Post entry titled "Infinity: The Infinity War," we say we're a peaceful nation. Why do our leaders keep us at war? Toward the end of the article, there's this section. The United States wasted vast sums of money trying to... Actually, let me back up a sentence. So backing up, dozens of U.S. and Afghan officials. And, you know, again, so I've told this story many times. This area, for those who don't know, is historically a very pivotal area, unconquerable. Great military leaders have gone there, you know, as I put it, to die on their sword. It's the place that it's just too rugged. The people are too tribal in nature historically. It just can't be conquered. And so the Halford Mackinders of the world figure that if you can conquer this area, you can conquer any place on earth. So they've been at it for more than 200 years now. Just kind of, you know, tag teaming the area. That's what the coalition of the building amounts to these days. And it's no mystery. This is, again, I don't understand how people can go through the war colleges and Naval Postgraduate School, West Point, et cetera, and learn about these kinds of facts of history and not be aware that, A, this is no easy task, and B, it's the devil's errand. You know, again, I think of the Congressional Research Service report, RL33627, titled NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the transatlantic alliance. It's a test. Just a test. And the October 23rd, 2008 entry is the entry that I focus on in particular. And in that one, the summary reads, the mission of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, in Afghanistan is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. And those who think that's, when I say that's exactly, precisely what it is, people who say, well, you're being, you know, you're taking that too literal. I usually refer to Defense Secretary Gates' exit speech, where he used the same language. We'll see if NATO has the political will and military capability to stay the course in places like Afghanistan. So continuing, it says, since September 11, 2001, the Allies have sought to create a new NATO. Why? Able to go beyond the European theater to combat new threats such as terrorism and the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. Well, the terrorism really is just state terrorism at this point, or has always been. And the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction was a myth. Again, Joe Wilson wrote the article in the book on the subject, you know, What I Didn't Find. So continuing, it reads, and folks like Wesley Clark, you know, again, Patrick Clausen, those are two important sound bites in the discussion. But continuing, the summary of the report reads, Afghanistan is NATO's first out-of-area mission beyond Europe. The purpose of the mission, so the mission is a test of the alliance's political will and military capabilities. The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction of Afghanistan. Like Wes Clark said, you mean the purpose of the military isn't to deter conflict? It isn't that, it's to, as he put it, purpose of the military is to start wars and change governments, it's not to deter conflicts. So we're turning the Middle East upside down, making it under our control. You know, purpose of the military is to destabilize the region. And then conduct stability operations. They wanted us to destabilize the Middle East, he said. Turn it upside down and make it under our control. Went back to the 1991 comments. So it wasn't a mystery then. It's not a mystery now. And that was shortly after Brzezinski's remarks to Jimmy Carter. And, you know, the same folks trying to do the same thing. It's the same devil's errand. Anyway, the summary concludes, the mission is a difficult one because it must take place while combat operations against Taliban insurgents continue. Recent assessments of the current situation in Afghanistan point to a rise in the overall level of violence due to increased Taliban military activity and an increase in terrorist-related activities, including suicide bombings. But again, one wonders from whence do those derive, especially since the Taliban has its roots in Operation Cyclone, the CIA's mission to create the Afghan Mujahideen, which became the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Boko Haram, etc., etc. All of these spin-off, these splinter groups all have their roots in the CIA's Operation Cyclone and the Afghan Mujahideen. So without that, without, you know, as Brzezinski put it, creating a few stirred up Muslims, we wouldn't have this bane, this scourge on the earth. And, you know, that doesn't even take into account the fact that the Taliban tried to surrender. Remember that? Talked about that. The Intercept article from 2017. Ryan Grimm's article, the Taliban tried to surrender. The U.S. rebuffed them. Now here we are. Did you know that shortly after the U.S. invaded Afghanistan, the Taliban tried to surrender? For centuries in Afghanistan, when a rival force had come to power, the defeated one would put down their weapons and be integrated into the new power structure. It sort of reminds you of, you know, these armistice stories, these Christmas truce stories. So this article, Ryan Grimm's article, is based on Anand Gopal's book, No Good Men Among the Living, which I have also talked about usually when we start down this subject line. And the full title of Anand Gopal's book was, or is, No Good Men Among the Living, America, the Taliban, and the War Through Afghan Eyes. Do we ever get that? That's usually a question I ask when the subject arises as well. So, never mind those facts. Never mind the fact that, you know, the mission is difficult because of the afterthought that it must take place while combat operations against Taliban insurgents continue. But why? Why is this even happening? So back to the Washington Post article, The Infinity War. We should have learned the lessons of history. Before little Johnny, or heaven forbid, little Sally, are conscripted to military service because, you know, the GI Bill or whatever, forgive my cynicism. Perhaps they should, you know, explore the lessons of history, our own history, and then, you know, perhaps even beyond. So from the Washington Post article, The Infinity War, dozens of U.S. and Afghan officials told interviewers that many of the U.S. policies and initiatives, from training Afghan forces to fighting the thriving opium trade, fighting, wink, wink, were destined to fail because they were based on flawed assumptions about a country they didn't understand. You also think of Pirates and Emperors. You know, we play that from time to time. It's gotten, you know, a little, I think we've worn it out. The board ops, Mike and Dan in particular, and I agree, you know, it used to, for a few years, it was interesting, and it seemed to do the job. These days, I don't know. Pirates and Emperors, based on, well, it's the book by Noam Chomsky, the little Schoolhouse Rock thing based on Noam Chomsky's book, Pirates and Emperors, Old and New International Terrorism in the Real World. And the story of the pirate who comes before, you know, who's seized. Anyway, as the story goes, indeed, it was an apt and true reply, which, you know, governments coin as terrorism is the, in the small, simply reflects what governments utilize as warfare in the large. So as the story goes, governments coerce their populations to denounce the former while embracing the latter, which is what we see in America these days. And the City of God, St. Augustine, tells the story. Indeed, that was an apt and true reply, which was given to Alexander the Great by a pirate who had been seized. For when that king had asked the man what he meant by keeping hostile possession of the sea, he answered with bold pride, What do you mean by seizing the whole earth? Because I do it with a petty ship, I am called a robber, while you who does it with a great fleet are styled emperor. The Grand Poobahs, pirates and emperors. So it's calls that to mind as well. Anyway, from the article, these policies were destined to fail. So, you know, maybe we'll play that. The little segment, you know, is Uncle Sam, either Uncle Sam is a really bad judge of character or something else. Either, you know, Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, and Osama bin Laden were all known thugs and mass murderers when they were on the CIA payroll. That's why they got the job. Either that, or Uncle Sam's just a really bad judge of character. So, this section in the Washington Post article, The Infinity War, the United States wasted vast sums of money trying to remake Afghanistan and bred corruption in the process. Oh my goodness, maybe Uncle Sam's just a really bad judge of character. Despite promises to the contrary, the United States engaged in a huge nation-building effort in Afghanistan. Well, yeah, that's what, when you have a hammer, everything is a nail. That's what you do. Just read the Rand Corporation monographs about nation-building. How many spates over the last, well, since World War II. Despite promises to the contrary, the United States engaged in a huge nation-building effort in Afghanistan. Again, RL33627, Nation, NATO and Afghanistan, a test of the Transatlantic Alliance. What is the purpose? The purpose of the mission is the stabilization and reconstruction. All along, despite promises to the contrary. Don't we realize that, you know, that's the first rule of war? All war is based on deception, Sun Tzu. Rule number one, don't believe their mouth. Huge nation-building effort in Afghanistan, drenching the destitute country with more money than it could absorb. There was so much excess that opportunities for bribery, fraud, and corruption became limitless. Never mind the fact that, as I've mentioned, the Taliban shut down opium production, calling it un-Islamic, right before September 11, 2001, and then suddenly 9/11/2001, the invasion of Afghanistan, opium production skyrockets, plus or minus 3,000%. Bribery, fraud, corruption became limitless. One U.S. advisor said that at the air base where he worked, many Afghans reeked of jet fuel because they were smuggling out so much of it to sell on the black market. And then there are six stories based on revelations, the related stories, based on revelations in the Afghanistan papers. At war with the truth, well, that's the first casualty in war, right? As the saying goes, stranded without a strategy, built to fail, or was it really? Consumed by corruption, unguarded nation, overwhelmed by opium. See, I'll just put it this way. In summary, as we go out to break, this is an attempt to assuage a troubled conscience, the troubled conscience of a nation, and we shouldn't do that, because there's nothing revelatory about the Afghanistan papers. Nothing. There's nothing that's news in them. It's old news if it's news. It was maybe news, but not really, in 1991. It was probably news in 1980, but it's certainly not news 40 years later. So, or 39, whatever. But, you know, guys like Jonathan Quitney were writing about this in the early 80s. You know, Jonathan Quitney. Endless Enemies, The Making of an Unfriendly World. So, you know, it was news back then. It's certainly not news 35, 39 years later. So, on that note, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Thursday, December 19th, 2019. It's difficult. It really is not to get, you know, during this time of year in particular, and with the Christmas truce theme in mind, it's difficult not to grow cynical, to wax cynical perhaps. And, you know, there are companion articles that make me think that. This one published yesterday, Vox Recode article titled "Google's Larry Page Gave $400 Million in Christmas Donations." Not a penny of it, not a penny went straight to charity. Not a penny went straight to charity. How Silicon Valley billionaires skirt charity rules each holiday season. And this is not a new story. You can go back in the, you know, the Wayback Machine. Los Angeles Times article, January 2015, 10 biggest single charity donations. And, you know, Larry Page was number five with $177 million gift to the Carl Victor Page Memorial Foundation, his pet charity. 10 biggest single charity donations in 2014 totaled $3.3 billion. Of course, we know that's been eclipsed in recent years. You know, George Soros allegedly giving $18 billion. But, you know, this Vox Recode article is an interesting, you know, again, lessons of history. It makes you think of, makes me think of a couple of things. Makes me think of, the Reese Committee, obviously, and again, this is not revelatory. In fact, it's just more of the same old stuff. There's a graphic that shows the sort of misdirection of funds from Larry Page, net worth $65 billion, donates $2 billion to his Carl Victor Page Memorial Foundation, and then from there it splits. Funds are diverted. The amount of the foundation, the foundation gave to donor advised funds was $570 million. $21 million goes to the amount that the foundation gave to nonprofits, and then the amount the donor advised funds gave to nonprofits is a big black hole. It's a big question mark. So where is all of that going? Where is it all going? Which reminds me of another thing. We'll talk about that in the second hour coming up, and we'll get back to Christmas on the Rappahannock. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.